You're listening to some of my best and most knobbly bits from today's show. For more of the same, tune in to Moncrief weekdays from 2. Now, Mark Dezani is a DJ originally from West Sussex, but Mark has ambitions. Mark wants to become an Italian prince. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Sean. How are you doing?
You'd like to become prince of where?
The prince of the ancient principality of Saborga. Saborga is a mountaintop medieval village perched on a hill overlooking the French and Italian Rivieras. I'm looking down on Monaco and along the coast at the moment as I speak to you. And we're located, just over the border from France.
And this is where you live now?
Absolutely. I've been living here for 34 years now. The classic story of the expat who came for a month and fell in love with the place and decided to stay.
It's, well, even from the scant description you gave us there, it sounds absolutely delightful. How can it get to have its own prince?
Well, Saborga was, before Italy became a unified nation in 1861, you know, it was full of papal states, dukedoms and principalities. And Saborga was a monastic principality. If you know the book, The Name of the Rose, it was based on a monastery in the region where we are. And it was ruled by these Cistercian monks. The abbot was the actual prince. And it was given irrevocable independence in 954 by the Counts of Ventimiglia. And theoretically, we lost independence when it was sold to the King of Sardinia and Savoia in 1729, but the sale was never notarized. There's no paperwork, so we can show everyone we're independent, and they can't show us we stopped becoming independent. So technically, we weren't incorporated into Italy when it was unified as a nation in 1861.
Does the Italian government recognize this independence?
Absolutely not, no. But I call it a state of mind. You know, we believe we're independent. That's good enough. We'll do it by stealth.
So how long has Saborga had a prince for?
Well, the idea of a prince and the principality was refounded by this marvellous character, a flower grower called Giorgio Carbone, who became Prince Giorgio the First in 1963. And basically, he was just fascinated with the history of Saborga and its principality statement, and did a lot of academic research. And of course, you know, he just picked up the nickname at first. Everyone would go, oh, hi, Principe, hi, Prince, how are you doing in the street, as they do here during the day. And he grew into the role. And in 1995, we had a referendum, and he was voted prince for life. And then when he passed away in 2009, we had an election the subsequent year, and Prince Marcello the First was elected. And the elections are every 7 years, just like the Irish presidency.
Right.
So we're due for another election on April the 23rd.
Now, Marcello the First, is there an official designation that goes with this? Because I read that it's your tremendousness.
That's absolutely right. Your tremendousness was invented by Prince Giorgio, because although he was serious about the idea of being a principality, he did also acknowledge the absurdity of ruling over a small village of 320 people. So he deliberately made an exaggerated title for himself, His Tremendousness, which was assumed by Prince Marcello. But I'm not sure if I could fill his shoes. I think something a bit more modest, like Your Awesomeness, might be appropriate.
Oh, you're too modest. What are the responsibilities of the prince, and, you know, what do you get for it?
Well, you don't get anything. It's a voluntary position. Prince Marcello is actually quite wealthy, so he's philanthropically been keeping the whole concept of the principality alive. And in my manifesto, I'm proposing that, I've acknowledged we're very grateful to Marcello, but if I win, or if he wins, I'd like to help him get Saborga into a position where it's sustainable and self-sufficient in terms of financing its government, in terms of having a palace, which is public. We had one before with Giorgio. At the moment, it's Marcello's private residence. And I think we need a focal point for tourism. So I think part of our responsibility is to, it's so valuable for tourism, this whole principality concept. It brings tens of thousands of people here every single year. And we have marvelous festas in the square. So by having a palace and a focal point, and there's an old derelict restaurant with a beautiful frescoes on the wall evoking our history, which I think would be an ideal place for a throne room and to make into a cultural centre and a focal point for tourists.
Okay, who's going to pay for all that though?
That's very good. A very good question. Well, you know, we're not shy of going to the local town hall, to the region, the province, the cultural ministry in Italy, because it will benefit tourism in the region as a whole, and also to the European Union, even though Giorgio maintained that we weren't a part of Europe, not having become a part of Italy.
Right. Okay.
And we'll take their money, though.
How many voters are you competing over?
Well, the population of the village is about 320 people. All adult residents can vote, plus a few people who have an official principality ID card. And anyone that was born in Seborga but now lives abroad or away from Seborga can vote. So it's the electoral roll is about 200 people.
Right. OK. And do you have any sense or, you know, can you poll or anything like that and find out, you know, where you stand in respect to each other?
Well, you know, we could sort of do a serious election campaign, but I'm just going to be having a campaign rally every now and again up at the local bar and restaurant and just go out and meet and greet people. I'll be putting out my manifesto online and with flyers as well and posting them in postboxes. But we won't be having a, you know, get them out to vote campaign. It's a very friendly campaign that we've got here.
Mm. And now, if you are elected, so will it be your awesomeness Prince Mark or Prince Dazani, or what will your actual title be?
Awesomeness doesn't translate that well into Italian, but I think Prince Marco the First, and I'll settle for your tremendousness, why not?
That was Mark Dazani there. He's hoping later on in April to become the next prince of Seborgo.
Thanks for listening. I hope you were enthralled, horrified, or tickled pink. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2.